Basically, I was 50 this year. I know I don't look it, boys, but I've just turned 50 on August the 9th. And to celebrate my 50th year, a couple of years ago, I thought I'd like to walk right across England from St. Bees to Robin Hood's Bay. I used to go to on holiday with my dad, who also had Parkinson's back in the day, to Robin Hood's Bay and go crabbing on the beach there just south of Scarborough. Have a lovely time, spent 15 some holidays going to Robin Hood's Bay. And I used to see people opening bottles of champagne on the beach and dipping their feet in the sea and throwing a pebble into the sea and wondering what the heck they were doing. It turned out they'd done Wainwright's coast-to-coast walk from the Cumbrian coast to the North Yorkshire coast. So I thought, I've got to do that before I run out of time. So this year I decided to do it, 200 miles, right across the Lake District, right across the North Yorkshire Moors, right across the Yorkshire Dales, and 200 miles coast-to-coast. Insane.
That sounds... I'll tell you what, you've picked a brilliant walk, though. That is going to be stunning through Cumbria and then through North York Moors.
Yeah, there's some massive hills on the way, which I didn't quite factor in. I'm going to climb more than the height of Mount Everest. You've also got to descend the height of Mount Everest as well. So it's going to be absolutely crazy. Some of the darts players are joining me along the way. Jeff Stelling's joining me for 2 days, actually. He's got the walking bug now. So he's going to be along for a couple of days. I just have pictures of darts players festooned across the Yorkshire Dales because they're not the fittest of blokes, but they're doing the best and coming to do the odd day here and there.
I can see that now, Dave. Great picture in my mind. Brilliant.
You'd just be late. You'll be out in front and there'll just be larger darts people behind you all strewn across the Dales. Dear me.
It's going to be fantastic, yeah. And it's made all the more difficult because, as many of your listeners will know, I have been battling Parkinson's disease for 6 years, which makes walking a little bit tricky on some days, so it's more of a battle than ever. But I'm up for the fight. I'm inspired by the 67 medals at the Olympics and, a bit of the Olympic spirit, and hopefully I'll make it coast to coast.
I was going to ask you about the Parkinson's. How does it affect you in your normal day-to-day life at the moment, Dave?
Well, I'm on medication, but the medication is 50 years old, which is ridiculous, isn't it, in this day and age. I'm still on a drug that was invented back in 1966. And it's a limited shelf life for that drug. I could probably only take it for between 4 and 5 years, and then the power of it runs out. So day-to-day, things like, I do have a slight shake on my right side. I do walk with a limp. If I'm not taking the medication, my face is sort of masked. So eventually it robs you of your smile, your ability to walk and talk, and the bottom line is you end up in a wheelchair in years to come. But I live in the moment, I fight every day, still have a smile on my face, and hopefully we'll find a cure for this thing in the next few years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my girlfriend's dad suffers from it badly as well.
Really?
And, it's a great cause what you're doing it for, Dave. It's a charity close to my heart as well. And, I hope it all goes well for you.
Well, the great thing is Sky have promised to match every donation up to £50,000. I'm up to about £22,000 at the moment. So just giving /Clark is C2C, C-L-A-R-K-Y-S, C as in letter C, 2C on the Just Giving page. And hopefully we'll raise $100,000 by the end of the war, which I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we can do. And that all goes straight into research, no admin fees, whatever, straight into research. So hopefully we can sort it out.
And when do you start and when do you finish the walk?
Well, I'd like to invite you boys to join me for a leg. How about that? How are you feeling? Fit and strong?
I think, do you know what? I think we will, Dave. I think we will, because I've done a few little walks here and there. We'd walked for a little bit with Jeff, but I think it would be remiss of us not to come up.
You could do Richmond to Ingleby Cross. That's just 23 miles. You fit, boys?
Yeah, that sounds all right.
Route to Richmond, 14 miles.
That's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one. The
go,
one to Richmond.
The glory? You boys, you've been to the glory run. Glazedale to Robin Hood's Bay, 19 and a half miles, and then you can have a pint with me in the pub on the beach there.
Oh, that sounds
pretty
better.
Good. That sounds pretty good indeed. And when do you start up?
September the 11th, I set off from St. Bees on the Cumbrian coast, and then just basically worm my way across the Lake District, eventually ending up, fingers crossed, in Robin Hood's Bay 14 days later.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be spectacular. We can't have you not talk a couple of things, Dave. First of all, darts, darts just seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger every single year. I've been down to Ali Pali a few times, and it's possibly one of the greatest atmospheres I've ever experienced in sport. It's truly fantastic.
It is amazing, all the fancy dress. It's used as like an office party now. And people go there, celebrate the darts, celebrate these great, great sportsmen. I mean, we're in halcyon days at the moment. We've got Michael van Gerwen, this Dutch wonder kid, who's ripping everything up. Taylor, who's slightly on the decline, who's still challenging van Gerwen. They played in a tournament in Sydney the other day, and Taylor beat van Gerwen. Gary Anderson, Lewis Wade, they're all different characters. And it just makes, you know, sport's all about rivalry and personality. If you've got the rivalry, you've got the personality, and you've got some great TV following it as well, it makes for a great spectacle. So it's halcyon days, and obviously we go to Leeds and Sheffield on the Premier League Tour. Ali Pally not too far away. We've got October, the Grand Prix in Dublin, where they start on a double and finish on a double, which is always entertaining. Just, I mean, van Gerwen averaged 123.40 with three darts, including a finish in the Premier League.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that is just ridiculous. Everybody's thrown darts at a board in a pub.
Yeah.
You know, if you get 60, you're celebrating. 123.40 throughout the game is absolutely outrageous. It's pushing the bar, Mo Farah-like, in the world of darts.
That's insane.
It really is. And what's it like for you as a presenter when you're doing the Premier League Tour and you're going on stage? I mean, I know you're not necessarily talking directly to the crowd, but I've been to watch the Premier League a couple of times, and you're on stage with Wayne Mardle and whoever else, and you're having to do your job in front of, what, 15,000 screaming fans. It must be a little bit off-putting, Dave.
It's crazy that the noise in Leeds was so loud that my clothes were actually moving. The sound wave was hitting me. It was absolutely crazy. They're all singing Marching On Together when I got on stage, which is fantastic.
Oh.
And, you know, the goosebumps came on. The quickening, I call it, you know, when you get the goosebumps and the hair stand up. And it's just fantastic. It's ridiculous. You just never want it to end. You do this British tour, you look in the dressing room and, you know, something like Take That had been in the night before or whatever. I think this is a dart, ridiculous. And you go on stage, and you think, what have they all come to see in this tiny little dartboard in the middle of the stage? You think, this is crazy. How's it grown to this? But it's absolutely fantastic.
It certainly is. Let's talk some Leeds United. You mentioned Marching On Together there. You're big Leeds fan, as we know, Dave. Finally, a win for this season for Gary Monk. It's the EFL Cup tonight, of course, against Luton. How are you feeling? Are you positive about this season? There's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing over the road there.
There has. I'm never confident about a Leeds season. The theatre has shattered dreams over the years, hasn't it? But Gary Monk really impresses me. I've met him a couple of times on the road over the years. He's intelligent, young, dynamic, media savvy as well, which I think is important in this day and age. So, you know, I was disappointed we lost a couple of key players, Lewis Cook and Sam Byram, at the end of last season and start this season. But, you know, optimism is there. A League Cup run wouldn't go bad, would it? Beat Luton tonight, and then I don't think we've reached the third round for about 3 years, so that's been a bit of a minefield for us. But once a Leeds fan, always a Leeds fan. Even my kids are Leeds fans down here. I live in London these days. Hopefully I'll move back to Yorkshire one day when I hang up the microphone. But, you know, Leeds is in your blood, Leeds in your heart, and once you've been, you never stop being a Leeds fan.
Well, that's very, very true. Now, you've got a bit of a treat for you this morning, Dave, because I'm in the studio with Joe Rawson. Joe Rawson is the only journalist in Leeds that Massimo Cellino talks to. So,
really?
So if you have a question for Massimo Cellino, Joe Rawson can put it to him.
I'd like to know how many more players we're going to buy before the transfer window finishes.
Joe?
Well, I've been told that they're after a forward, and that'll be the lot. So, yeah,
Dallas is on his way back as well, isn't he? Apparently they're weeding him back into the first team action, so that's a good sign.
Yeah. We actually played the clip in news about Dallas, so he'll be back soon. But Massimo's told me they're after a striker. And that'll be it. That'll be the lot. They have brought in 10 new players, though, which is... That's a lot for Leeds.
It's a heck of a lot. I mean, that's a good sign, but we could do with a bit more investment and the bad days to be over. I look at all these teams who got promoted last season. I think Leeds are bigger than them. We've got a massive fan base, one club city, brilliant, brilliant supporters who've gone through thick and thin over the years, and we deserve better, I think.
Well, they could be being taken over. I mean, that's the talk of rumours.
Are you thinking about it, Joe, are you?
I wish I had that sort of money.
I heard in the news there's a village up for sale in Yorkshire for £23 million, so maybe we could do the double, buy the village in Yorkshire and buy Leeds United and and all live there.
That'd be nice. West Heslerton.
That's the dream. That's the dream. That's the dream. Dave, if people want to find out a little bit more about the walk, what's that website and the best place to go to donate money?
Justgiving.com. Clarkies Coast to Coast. Clarkys. C2C. If you've got Parkinson's, I'd love to see you on the walk as well, because, you know, we're a band of brothers. And if any of your listeners have just been diagnosed, I'd like to say to them, it's not the end, whether you've been diagnosed with a serious illness or not. Fight the fight, get up, attack each and every day, get out there, walk, do exercise, you know, take the influence of those Olympic gold medalists who work hard at what they do. You've got to work hard at fighting an illness as well. Exercise, diet, get your drugs right, get your meds right. Don't cut off your friends. Get your support network going. You know, the gold medals didn't come by themselves. They came because of a team effort. And make sure you get a good relationship with your doctor, your neuroscientist, whatever. Volunteer for research. And hopefully we can sort this thing out and find a cure for Parkinson's, because it's overdue.